Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, and welcome back to my video blog. I'm Robbie from EnglishHarmony.com, and tonight is a wonderful Friday night. Why wonderful? Because all Fridays are great, because the working week is over for those of us who work from Monday through to Friday, obviously. If you have to head to work tomorrow, well, hard luck, and I was actually in the same boat a few years ago, but now for more than 5 years I've been working only throughout the working days, and Saturday and Sunday have been off, and that's a great feeling, you know? You can stay up late on Friday night or go out with your friends or whatever, you know, resting assured that the next morning you can sleep in, you don't have to wake up early. Unless you have some other commitments, some private stuff to be taken care of, or some family-related commitments or whatever. But anyway, that's not the topic I'm going to discuss today. Today, I'm going to touch upon a very, very important subject to some of my blog readers, and namely, what is the most important thing to do to improve your English if you have very little time. Basically, I've been contacted by many blog followers of mine who ask me the question, and it goes something along the lines of, Robbie, I'm very busy. I have to get up early, commute to work. I'm working long hours. I come back home late at night, and I basically don't have any time to improve my English. And I work and live in a foreign environment. Basically, I don't function in an English-speaking environment, so how can I actually improve my English? Obviously, it's almost impossible, right? So what would be my advice? What would be the bare minimum that that person would have to do to still improve their English? And obviously, if you know me very well, you wouldn't be surprised at this. You know, you wouldn't be surprised at what's going to follow now. The most important thing you can do on a daily basis is speaking with yourself. So if you've been running errands, to run errands means to run around doing things that other people tell you to do. Hence the expression errand boy. It's a little boy, and imagine you're a boss and then you have an errand boy and you tell him, okay, just run down to that shop and pick up this and that and bring back to me, and then I'll tell you to go to some other place and do this and that for me. So basically that's an errand boy. But it's just figurative speech, my friend. So basically if you're running errands all day long, you're working for others or maybe for yourself, and you're very busy, and then you come home at night, watch some telly, and then hit the sack, which means hit the pillow, basically go to bed. The one thing you can definitely do while you're falling asleep is go through your daily events, basically go through everything that you've done that day in English. Try and put all your day into English words. Basically spend five minutes would do, but ideally 10 minutes or so. Just try and remember everything. What happened that day? How you got up in the morning? How you... Every single detail, even the most intricate, the least significant things that you did that day. Try and remember them, and try and basically list them all. Surely you remember how that day went by. We all have that capacity, don't we? So fire away. Just start listing one by one what you did. I got up and I had this and that for breakfast, and then I took a bus and I was very late, so I had to run to the bus stop, and eventually the bus had gone, so it appeared, and then I had to hail a taxi and take the taxi to work, and it was quite expensive, but I had no choice because I had been late 3 days during the last month, so another time like that, and I would get a warning, and Then I had this wonderful work colleague say hi to me, and it immediately cheered me up, and like everything that happened during that day. And you'll be surprised at how much there actually is to dwell upon, how much there is to reminisce about, how much there is to remember about one, just one day. And basically, if you have very little time, if you're very busy, extremely busy, then this is the single most important thing you can still do at the very end of that working day, where you're lying in your bed and wait until you fall asleep. Just go through your daily events and do it in English. And obviously, if you struggle with a particular mental concept, or you can't really put this or that particular thing into English words, keep a notepad next to you, or just a piece of paper, and jot that thing down. Basically, write down what you can't say, what you struggle with, and write it down in other English words. Don't use your native language. That's a must. Basically, eliminate your native language. Once you start speaking with yourself in English, just do it in English. And if you think that grammar studies, reading, listening to English is more important than this exercise, then I will really, really disagree with you, my friend. Because if you only have a very limited amount of time, then you are so much better off dedicating that amount of time to your fluency, to your overall fluency development, basically to your ability to speak. Because if you can't speak, you can't actually use the language, you know? And if you had more time, obviously, you can improve your writing, your reading skills and all that. But considering that you only have 5 minutes a day, or even less, or 3 minutes, or whatever, I promise you, my friends, you will definitely improve your English if you just speak a little bit every day. At night, while lying in your bed, and going through your daily events. So basically, if you have no time at all, then you definitely can dedicate that little time to your English improvement. But if you can't do even that, then it begs the question, why do you want to improve your English at all if you have no time for it? Obviously, you're just... it's just wishful thinking. What if I could improve my English, but I have no time? Surely, if you are just a little bit serious about your fluency improvement, you can find those 5 minutes a day, right? Okay, my friends. Thanks, and see you soon again. Bye-bye.